I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 340, the Christmas episode.
Ooh, Merry Christmas,
Merry
gentlemen.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
What about, I mean, Happy Holidays, Merry Quant.
Merry Christmas.
It's a Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're doing a Christmas movie.
So we're against the war on Christmas, is what you're saying?
Yes. I'm leading the charge. Going into battle to save Christmas.
Me
and Ernest.
Well, I'll tell you what. If anyone can save Christmas,
it's John McClane.
Well, I was going to say the Christmas Prince, but...
Oh. Yes. So...
I'm going to tell you right now.
I don't want to bury the lead here.
I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. I fell asleep about... 3/4 of the way through this movie, and I woke up and I was like, I'm not going back.
So you just didn't finish?
No, I finished
movie.
It. I saw like the end. I saw the end. I saw everything at the end. But there's a little bit of a chunk. I'm not really sure what happened. I'm pretty sure I could put together what happened given where I fell asleep and when I woke up.
Well,
but
I watched this movie. So Katie has watched this movie 15 times.
Shut the front door.
15 times?
She watches it when she gets ready for work. People love these type of movies. I mean, there's a reason why there's a Hallmark Channel, right?
Sure.
So I'm just saying, like, it's not like no one watches these and they're just made for mysterious
reasons.
I
have, like, a next level disdain for these movies.
We don't watch these movies, but there are people that like to watch them. And so she watches it when she gets ready for work. It's in the background. It's not like she's sitting there intently watching it 15 times, but like...
What's going to happen now?
Yeah, but she loves to just have it on. Like, there are people that just love these Hallmarky Christmas time movies. And so there's an audience out there for it. But so anyway, I walk in. I was like either watching a movie or playing a game. And I walk out and I'm like, what are you watching? And so this is like very early after it came out. And she's like...
How long has it been out? A little
weeks,
enough?
Probably,
weeks,
yeah. All right. And so I walked in, and I'm like, what is this? And she's like, oh, it's a Netflix Christmas movie, The Christmas Prince. So I walk in like an hour, 45 minutes to an hour into it, and I sat there on my phone, and I'm just like, okay, I'll just sit here and finish it, and we'll watch something afterwards. So I watched the end of this movie and saw how ridiculous it was. So when we decided to do this episode, I went back and watched it, but I stopped it where I had already seen it. I'm not watching this
I've gone far enough.
So I have seen it all, there but just was... in a weird reverse order.
So a little peek behind the curtain. We have a message thread between all of us on the show. And we were discussing what we wanted to, you know, for you wonderful listeners, you know that since Real Spoilers has been a thing, we've done Christmas and Halloween episodes. And we've done, there's been the Christmas movie Spectacular that we shouldn't have done because we blew our wad on, you know, we picked like six movies a person.
Right. In retrospect, we probably,
that was a mistake.
We probably should have piecemealed that out over time.
Yeah. We did Christmas Story 2. We've done all kinds of stuff. So
we did the Santa Claus movie.
We did an Santa amazing Claus Santa Claus with
Frank
Trace,
and Trace,
which was
Mr.
The,
Science Theater.
The Mads. It was fantastic. Which, by the way, I just listened to an interview on Tom Segura's podcast with the original Crow. No, the original Tom Servo.
Oh, Josh Weinstein.
Yes. He directed a movie that Tom Segura is in called You Have to Kill, about stand up in Asia.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't realize who that was, and he starts talking about how he got hosed on the MST3K. Thought you would like that.
Yeah. No, I'm friends with him.
Perfect. So this came up. Kevin mentioned it. He's like, it's getting a lot of buzz. And I was like, what is your definition of buzz? Because I haven't heard a peep about this thing.
Well, you're not exactly the demo.
I am not.
I'm
that's
telling
true.
You. It's like, this is the big deal. People are going nuts online about this.
Nuts, especially because it's, nuts? Because it's like so delightfully bad.
Nobody.
Yeah.
You ain't kidding.
Oh, and that's the other funny thing. Like, Katie completely recognized, like, when I was watching it again,
that's much
better. She pointed out things. She's like, this is terrible. She realizes it's bad, but it's the room for her. It's people love it. It is so bad and so cheesy. But
Crystal was so excited when I came home on Friday, and I was like, so I gotta watch a movie for the podcast now. She's like, oh, man. And I was like, it's our Christmas one. She's like, okay. And I'm like, we're going to watch A Christmas Prince. And she's like, ooh, I'll go make cocoa.
Yeah, see?
And when we got done, she's like, okay, I love these kind of movies. But she's like, this is awful. Yeah. She's like, even for these kind of movies, this is awful.
Ooh, I'll go make cocoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute. So this movie came up in the thread. I started watching it. And
we never talked about it again.
No, it was never brought up again, which led to my feeling that I was getting effed.
When we started recording today, Joe's like, we're really watching this movie, right?
Like, I got halfway through it.
It's our Christmas episode. It's a Wonderful
Life. It's a Wonderful Life. But you know what? Oh, no. Is that a thing?
No.
Is it two?
I've been trying. There's not a two. There's a there is a remake.
Remake, yeah.
With Marlo Thomas, where she plays
you
the Jimmy
about
Stewart
it.
Character. Yeah,
yeah.
Which I've never seen it, but it's actually supposed to be pretty decent.
Was it a film remake or made for TV?
It was made for TV. And then there's so I've been trying to find it,
and
because I want to do an episode about it.
Okay,
but there was a made for TV It's a Wonderful Life spinoff in 1990.
Oh, about the angel, right?
I believe it starred Matthew Modine as Clarence.
Yeah,
and it's called Clarence
from his I've point
heard
of view.
And it follows him on his other angel adventures.
Oh my
and
God!
And I was like, well, this just sounds atrocious.
Yeah,
I must be in possession of it.
I've heard
I
of
must
this,
find it.
But I haven't been able to find
oh,
it.
Oh no!
It's not like a lot of times movies like that just end up on YouTube. It's not on YouTube. Nowhere.
That's weird. It's one of those weird things that you
I can't. Have. I have daydreams of we do a live show.
Oh, bring
and we
it on.
And we screen Clarence for people.
Yes, please.
And then we record an episode of us. Yes. That's my dream.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
2018's the year.
We've talked. Friend of the show, Brian Spath, and I have talked many times.
One of your dates?
On one of our many dates. Yes, yeah. It's true. We're going on one on Thursday. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, how could I have ever imagined?
How we want, like... We were gonna marathon the Star Wars movies.
Right.
From
apparently
episode,
he has.
He did it. Well, it's because he's got all kinds of time now that Sliff is over. From episode 1 to episode 7.
Oh, you're not watching them in machete order, huh?
No, yeah. They're gonna But we wanted to record audio commentaries for them. We just couldn't get it done. But hopefully 2018 we will have the setup, or at least I will have the setup to get that done. So anyway, back to this thread. Yeah. I'm watching the movie and I'm just like, there have been times on this podcast before where I feel like I'm getting duped, and we watched something else where I was like,
I think we did dupe him one time.
I don't think so.
Or did we joke about
it? They joked about it.
We actually
which
started
makes me
episodes.
Think that it might happen someday.
Well, I think because you were late, so we
that's
just started,
true.
We started just talking like we were doing something completely different.
Yeah. So yeah, I got about halfway through and I was like, man, this feels like a duping. And I'm not going to be happy about it at all.
Well, luckily.
I didn't happen.
You weren't duped.
No, I wasn't.
You got to enjoy this movie.
I did.
And now you get to talk about it.
And now I get to talk about it.
Have we even introduced ourselves yet?
Oh, let's introduce ourselves.
Yeah, sorry. This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
This is Tom. There we go.
There it is. So, as Kevin stated, this is a Netflix original movie, which is interesting. Like, it's interesting that we've talked about Netflix and going after content, and they're just like, those Hallmark movies are cool. Mm-hmm. Like, people like those. Let's just do one of those. And they're just, like, it basically does feel like The Room. That's with a higher production value.
But it's funny that you mention that. So the movie starts off with a bunch of B-roll of quote-unquote New York City. I don't know if you notice this, how The Room starts off with B-roll of San Francisco.
Okay, it starts off with B-roll of New York City.
And you notice what I noticed?
That it ends with B-roll of Chicago.
Yeah.
There is the damn Chicago and Illinois flag. It's not if you just recognize the city.
Right.
The flags of Illinois are in their B-roll of New York. What?
Hey, that happens, though, in the movie Parenthood, which takes place in St. Louis.
Right.
The opening scene... They're at a Cardinals game.
Yeah.
And as they're walking through the parking lot, every car in the parking lot has Florida plates.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And this was before the Marlins existed.
Oh, right on.
So
look at you.
So you can't even say, you can't even say everybody from
they
Florida
drove
up for a Marlins game. Yeah. I don't even think they'll drive to the Marlins for a Marlins game.
No, they are unloading some salary big time.
But I think that's a great example, or that's, in a nutshell, that represents this movie. That the first scene of the movie, I mean, I caught this instantly when I watched it. Because I've been to Chicago. We live in St. Mm-hmm. Louis, 4 or 5 hours away. I've walked on that street. You can even see half of the building with the diamond top or whatever in the background.
You mean Lex Luthor's...
the one I hate that they use. Even when Nolan does it, because it's like, I know that's Chicago. Don't put the most obvious landmark of Chicago, the weird... diamond building, but I digress. So I've seen that street, I've walked there, but then the kicker is on the bridge there are Chicago Illinois flags. Yep. And I'm just like, that's Illinois and they're supposed to be in New York. It's so goofy off the bat.
That's the least of our problems. Yeah.
So let's talk about her job at the magazine with the most weirdly racist, like, Jewish New Yorker.
But so
boss,
okay, that's
lady.
The thing, right? Is she's supposed to be from New York, but nobody had, like, she's the only one with an accent,
quote unquote accent.
Yeah, right. I use the term accent loosely.
Yeah, like, what is going on there?
I don't know, because then we see her dad later, who also has, like,
I don't know what that is.
This guy,
no idea,
is in a different universe.
Like, he's like, let me tell you something.
And I was like,
I don't like this stuff. Yeah.
Are you Italian or what?
Yeah.
This guy was like swinging for the fences. It was amazing.
I'm like, the only thing that stops us from being offensive is the fact that I can't figure out who the hell you're trying to offend.
Everybody. That's the secret.
Yeah. So, she is a junior editor at a nondescript magazine.
They should do a Perfect Strangers reboot with this guy. Because he's
got him and Balky.
He's got the fake accent, the fake nondescript accent down where you're like,
it's a bunch of accents
from.
Put together.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what's happening.
But
so
this,
she's like
this
a junior editor.
Like a teen people type magazine. Like, it's a gossipy, but the teens, right?
Right.
So
it's either Now Beat or Beat Now.
Yeah. So do you see, the next thing I noticed, and Katie pointed this out to me, and I found a couple more, was there were posters of, like, magazine covers all over the office. They're completely, like, stock images.
Getty,
that they found.
They literally say Getty Images on the thing.
Oh, but these magazine covers were usually, it would be like, you know, Kardashians, blah, 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 headline, whatever. It's like Pop Sisters. Like, instead of names, they just put, like...
You know you're in trouble when even the Kardashians are like, no.
But it's just random people. But it literally says, like, Pop Stars. And, like, it's like they didn't replace the font on their stock images.
Right.
And they just printed them out. And it's
like,
so
no,
bad.
Just green screen it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, we want a bunch of magazine covers in the background with, like, pop stars and movie stars. And then, like, the person's so lazy, they literally, like, star, movie star.
Or I'm thinking maybe they were supposed to fill it in later with a fake name, and they printed them, and it literally says pop star, this actress, and
it's like in Repo Man when they eat. He's like, have some food, and he opens up a big can and just says
food.
Wait, are you talking about the Emilia Estevez one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Produced by Michael Nesmith.
Yes, correct. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what's so funny after we've recently rewatched The Room and we've talked about The Disaster Artist is you can watch this movie and just, like, seeing pictures of spoons on the tables in the room and you're like, what? Like, pointing out all these things, it is a very similar experience watching this bad movie.
I had a better experience watching The Room.
Well, yeah, because that's the...
Because it had boobs.
Because it had... That's true. It has lots of boobs.
That is the ultimate. That is the Mount Kilimanjaro of bad movies.
Have you ever seen Cyborg with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I'm sure I watched all those VHS movies.
That's the creme de la creme right there.
So she's been sent on assignment. Yeah. Oh, let's
This one doesn't have boobs, but it does have her spray painted on jeans.
That's true.
He knows how tight her jeans
did.
Are.
And is that?
I'm like, this girl's gonna get a UTI. She's got to peel those off.
Yeah, it's no. There's
that
no,
was just body paint.
You gotta let that. You gotta let that air out.
Yeah, you can't. You can't just walk around with that stuff all the time. So she's like a junior editor at this nondescript magazine.
And talk about her friends who are like, it just feels so like inclusive.
You mean like
that makes
the stereotypical
sense.
Gay dude?
Yeah, it's like,
like she's friends with the colors of Benetton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but it's like, I mean, that's fine.
So we've got the black girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we've got the Latino gay guy.
Yeah. And it's like,
we
wow.
We got our bases covered, right?
Yeah.
Do we have an Asian in this movie? No.
I think there's an Asian at the press conference. One of the reporters
there might have been.
Was Asian.
Yes. Oh, and those guys, did they just pull them off the street and say, read these lines?
Yes, they did.
Excuse me.
Well, they have no clue how magazines work.
No.
When she's like, the writer's like, she's like, you need, you know, the writer's yelling at the editor. I'm like, you know, the editor is more important than the writer,
right?
Like,
right,
the editor is the boss, and the writer... Like, you don't become an editor and aspire to be a writer.
No.
It's the other way around.
Correct.
Like, that's...
Well, I took it as they were basically, like, interns. Like, they are like, doing the grunt work of junior editing, like, crap the editor can't get to. So, like, I think that... I took it as that's their shoe-in to the job, and then writer is above that, and then editor is the main one.
Yeah, I don't
junior
know.
Editor is, a glorified intern, is what I'm guessing.
Either way. Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I took it as they're just these grunt... Kids.
She is, and it's interesting. I feel like the only straight guy in this movie is the love interest.
What do you mean?
Well, because like the reporter, the black dude, definitely played him as a gay man. The guy that she's like, you need to state your sources and you need to do this, and he was like, I'm not doing any of that. You do it.
Hmm.
Like that guy definitely came off as gay.
Yeah, I would agree.
The best friend is gay.
Well, clearly, yeah.
The other, like, we'll get into, like, the cousin was somewhat effeminate. And then, like, the manliest man, and I use that term loosely, is the prince. And it's just like,
hey, did you see that beard?
It's almost as bad as Franco's from
Disaster. So anyway, so she's been sent by the...
Right, so the editor says they're doing, like, a Devil Wears Prada kind of thing. Yeah. Where she's just, you know, this is what I get for referencing a much better movie. She's like, you need to go to Latin.
But do the accent, Joe.
I don't know. I would love to if I could figure out what it was. You need to go to Arendelle, basically, to look at, you know, to this prince is a playboy and a philanthropist, you know, and he's a philanderer and he likes to have sex with ladies and he's got a new girlfriend every week.
I like the line when she says, and he likes to have sex with ladies.
Do you really think that would be that far off from what's in this movie?
What she says.
That's exactly what she says. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing,
right.
but she's like, why me? And she's like, I got nobody else. Okay. So
because no one wants to spend Christmas in a foreign country covering the story.
Right. And it's also like you have nothing going for you. Like your life kind of sucks.
You have no one.
Why would you send someone on an international flight to a press conference?
Oh, the whole the idea of it.
And
is
she's
ridiculous.
The only American there.
And did you see how many people, like how many publications around the world sent these reporters to this huge press conference? And the guy's like, no press conference. Sorry.
See ya.
Like how much money and time they all just spent to get this.
It's interesting. Like there is this weird obsession in American culture with the British royal family.
Sure.
It is. I don't get it. Like they're two dudes and they're just dudes. Like I don't.
Yeah.
And there are princes like that's legit. I don't deny that. Prince William's wife. Right. Is that the older one? Who's the older one?
Harry's
the younger one. So right. William's the older one.
Yeah.
His wife is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's fiance, gorgeous. Like, they have hit the jackpot.
Yeah, they're princes. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, like...
One's going to be king.
Is that the way that works?
Yeah.
So wouldn't his dad be king?
No.
Why?
Because is it he... the dad married... into the family?
No, or? Diana no, married into
Diana
the family.
Diana married into the family. Charles is blood.
Charles is...
I guess Charles will be king.
Yeah.
First.
I know for a while there was like you're not supposed to get divorced, but he got divorced, yeah. But then she died. But then he married somebody. I think Camilla has been divorced.
Right.
I don't know why, for some reason, I don't follow, but for some reason I thought that he wasn't.
Like,
I think people were saying that Queen Elizabeth is so old that, like, Albert's never going to get to be king. And when he does, it's going to be for like a week. And then
so I don't think Albert gets to be king.
He's the dad. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think, because the top tier still follows the bloodline.
The bloodline.
So when Queen Elizabeth dies,
I think Charles becomes
king. It should go to Charles.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, Prince Charles is the dad, right?
This is the crap I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't obviously we don't follow it like everyone else does. But
yeah, like it's there, like when is it's Kate, right? Kate Middleton? That's the wife.
I think that's
William's wife.
I think so.
Yeah. I always want to say Kate Upton, but it's not. It's Kate Middleton. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. That's a no lose situation.
Oh, absolutely. I was thinking, I'm like, is it Middleton? Yeah.
No, she's with Justin Verlander. Never mind. But like when she was having that baby, like nothing else happened in the world.
Joe, you're not the target for.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm just saying. Like when she was having that baby, it was like the world stopped. It was like the United States stopped.
The world also stopped when a giraffe had a baby. What's your point?
That almost didn't have it. Like that was the.
But
I agree with you.
But when you're talking about how crazy it is that Affleck can't be Batman, you know how many women are out there like what? Like you people are crazy. We just live in different.
It's for the best, really.
But you see what I'm saying?
Can we talk about that first? No,
no.
I'm just kidding.
it's not for us, just like this movie.
No.
But so she flies to, okay, what's the name of this made up?
Latveria.
Aldovia.
Aldovia.
Sure. That too.
Fredonia.
Yeah.
It is. It's the most, like, what letters can we put together that sounds like a country?
This
Lots of E's and Ovias.
It's like, this almost sounds like Arendelle.
I know. Right? Or Latveria. But they can't use that because Marvel will sue.
Yeah.
So she takes it up. So there no press conference, right? So she gets to the airport and some jerk in a beard and a beanie steals her cab.
It's John Candy.
How awesome would this be if they did a CGI John Candy and put him in this movie?
A Christmas Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I just watched it again at Thanksgiving. So that's immediately
that
what I thought.
Probably one of my favorite holiday movies.
Supposedly there was a 3-hour cut of that movie.
No way.
They filmed a ton of stuff and it's all lost.
Why?
Lost time.
What happened? Oh, really?
Yeah.
This film just someone loses the canister and there's one canister. And
but
I
yeah,
love
like,
that movie so
but
much.
Yeah, supposedly, like, I mean, Steve Martin's confirmed it. That
oh, just like, of them just riffing?
Of the, it was a much longer screenplay and they filmed all of it and that there's like a 3-hour version of that movie.
I almost would watch that.
Yeah. Yeah,
the movie still makes me laugh out loud every time.
It's great.
It's
so
good. It's so
funny. So, yeah, they go to the press. So she's
so that was their meet cute.
The jerk takes her cab. Uh-huh. And he's just like, nah, see ya. I did two middle fingers.
But we'll never see him again.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, well, that was all right.
Yeah,
perfect.
It's the same just Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I was like, oh, I wonder if we'll never see that
Except
guy.
Not
again.
As funny.
Yeah.
So they go to the press conference, and the prince, who's notoriously a flake, like he wants nothing to do with the castle, he doesn't want to be king, he just wants to be depressed and moody, I guess.
He just wants to be Bruce Wayne.
He wants to be Bruce Wayne. So the Amber, our character in question, our main girl, decides I can't go back empty-handed, so I'm gonna break into the castle.
Well, because so the handler, the press agent, is like, yeah, he's here, we promise, but like he's not gonna be speaking.
He's not talking.
And the reporters ask the dumbest questions.
It's like watching a White House report.
Yeah, well, but I mean, some of those reporters are actually pretty good. I mean, those are professionals.
I mean, Sarah Huckabee.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about the people though.
Yeah,
the people that are the journalists are just atrocious actors. The writing's terrible.
Well, when she stands up at a press conference, like, we are canceling the press conference. There is nothing to say. Can I interview him?
Oh.
I was like, what? Is this your first day?
And then I mean,
it is.
And her big moment with all the other journalists is she goes, will you be rescheduling the press conference? And everyone's like, yeah, rah, hurrah.
Oh, thank God someone thought to ask
right.
that.
Well, what will we do without you?
Yeah.
So she decides to sneak in, and she does.
This is very sneaky. They're all loading up
Super
on a bus.
Super sneaky.
And she's like,
she pulls a Kevin McAllister and just doesn't get on the bus.
Well, he was sleeping, I believe.
He was, yeah.
She didn't have narcolepsy, and then like, wait a minute.
What was the movie where they called it Narcosleepy? And I've called it that ever since. I feel like it's like a Rowan Atkinson line where I don't remember.
Sounds riveting.
Yeah. So do you know who this woman is? This woman that is like, it's Ursa from Superman 2.
Oh, the mom, the queen?
No, not the queen. The gal who's like the assistant. The older gal with the dark hair.
The like that's one Ursa. That's in charge of the kid or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, oh, that's Ursa. From nice. So like I saw her name in the credits and I thought she was dead. And I was like, it can't be the same
What is
one.
It? Because I saw a name too.
Sarah something.
Okay, I recognize name. I'm like, oh, I know that.
Yeah.
That's probably her.
But I could have sworn she had died. Nope.
She should have had that cool short little hairdo.
That little bob hairdo with the leather, the pleather, you know, and the high heels. That would have gone over well. Well, maybe. So she gets in there and then all of a sudden this one guy is like, oh, you must be the English tutor. The American tutor.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's talk about this for a second. So she runs into a butler, and he's just like, who are you? And then before she can say anything, okay, she has a press badge.
That's my favorite part.
Sticking out from her shirt, like clearly visible, not even close to being hidden. And then he doesn't even notice that, and he just jumps to conclusions that he knows there's this American tutor, right? But in the very next scene with Ursa, she's like, the agency said they weren't sending anyone. So, like, why would this guy jump to the conclusion?
This is what happened to Ursa at the end of Superman. She didn't get stuck in the... She lost her memory.
This is the Phantom Zone.
This is the Phantom Zone.
This is her punishment.
Yeah. But it's like, why would the butler, of all people, be looking out for someone who is already clearly canceled and is not coming to tutor?
Well, no. She's 2 weeks out.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why would he even jump to that conclusion?
I don't know.
It's just
because plot.
Yeah. So anyway.
So she worms her way into this royal family, and nobody bothers to do a background check, or they just take her at her word.
Clearly, there has never been in the history of Aldovia an assassination.
No, apparently not.
Can we talk
not.
About security for this royal family? The royal family walks around, goes out in public, does whatever. There are no... agents. There are no security.
There's no security. There's no Secret Service. There's no nothing.
I'm like, this is the future king of this country, and he has no guards?
There's nothing. Sarah Douglas is that woman's name. So she gets introduced back to the prince, who now still has his pube beard is still in full effect.
Isn't she introduced to the snooty little daughter?
They're all
first?
There at the same time.
So
like it's all one big meeting.
Oh, this little daughter is like, I mean, she's handicapped, so I guess she's got the mentality like, oh, the world's against me kind
of. There's a hilarious Tom Segura joke where he said, like, he's like, you know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of, like, I hate the most when disabled people act like I'm the dick. So, like, he's like, I remember this one time, like, I was holding the door for a guy who didn't have any arms. And the guy was like, I don't need you to do that for me. He was like, okay. Good luck with that. Good luck licking that doorknob, getting that thing open. But, like, that's, like, the way they try to treat this girl.
Right. She's just, like, angry and mad at the world kind of thing. And she's very rude. This is, like, I mean, this movie is pulled from so many other movies. So, this is basically, I think,
all of them.
Well, this is, like, The Sound of Music. This is the kids putting a frog in the bed or whatever.
Oh,
she puts a mouse in the bed and scares the old teacher away. Like, whoever wrote this script
also,
is just grabbing things from other movies.
There's a lot from Princess Diaries 2.
Yes, there's a lot. That's what I thought because I've seen that movie.
The town is like called something very similar too, I think.
Oh, is it?
It's like Burgobia. You know, it's like the same. It's all the same crap.
What a cool transition for that chick too.
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Get away from those movies to do, like, you know, what was the one with Jake Gyllenhaal that was really good? Is it Love and Other Drugs?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
And to win the best
actor. Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's good, too.
But the
also
best...
with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, yeah.
Yeah, but the best actress, she won an Oscar.
What'd she win that for?
For Les Mis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Les Miserables with a umlaut.
Huge jacked man.
Yep.
Yeah, so she, like...
That's Jean Valjean, man.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm sure Marvel's just... DC and Marvel. Marvel's just like, hey, here's a truck of money. Whenever you're ready for Avengers 5, you're in, buddy.
Yeah.
So she meets, and then, of course, she knocks over a 15th century Ming vase.
Okay, can we talk about the pedestals that these priceless heirlooms are stored on? It was about the size of, like, a...
It was the size of the bottom of the base.
It was the vase was on, like, a ruler. Like, I mean, the pedestal couldn't even barely fit the thing, so I'm like, okay.
It was being balanced like a Chinese acrobat.
Yeah, exactly. It was, like, literally one of those little stands that they balance on top
beforehand.
I'm like... You deserve that vase to be knocked over.
Right.
You're telling me with kids and with people walking in and out by that door, no one's ever...
I have a feeling that should be in a glass case.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know much about priceless artifacts, but I do know they go behind glass.
It's priceless by Aldovian standards.
Standards. That's true. Apparently they've got money to burn.
Yeah.
They're just willy-nilly with their Ming vases.
Yeah, this movie should just be called a Christmas trope. Everything in it is just a trope that we've seen in every other movie.
I like that. We should make that. Real Spoilers presents a Christmas trope.
Yeah.
One of the tropes I do love that we never talked about is when a cop is eating and he gets a call and he throws the food out the window.
Yeah.
Never.
Never happens.
Never would happen.
That gets wrapped back up. And then you go on your call.
Hold on. Let me finish this.
So she meets the little girl and it's pretty, like, she shows her geometry or, you know, statistics homework. And Amber, our character, is just like, looks good to me. I have no idea.
Yeah. And then she's like, let's work on English. That's my best subject.
And so the girl's character does a complete 180.
Oh my
gosh. In a matter of like 10
Instantly.
Minutes.
I know.
Instantly. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, she is a terrible little brat.
Yes.
Like, she is horrible. And then all of a sudden she's like, let me teach you some English. And the little girl's like, I love you. She
gets very specific about what she has. She's like, I have spina bifida.
Yeah.
She's like, yep.
Okay.
That's a thing. That is a thing. All right. I didn't expect to get an actual name for your disease.
But I love later when they're doing when the prince has to do his charity speech for the orphanage. And I'm like, so you're going to do this big charity drive. Nothing for spina bifida.
Nothing.
Yeah. We're going to do orphans.
Your little sister is suffering from this debilitating disease, but
I also like it when the queen comes out into town square and, you know, this is the queen of your country and there's 20 people in the audience watching the queen talk.
Well, Aldovia is a very small country.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like Arendelle.
So that was the majority of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure Arendelle had hundreds of people at that coronation.
Probably did.
I'm like looking in the audience, 20 people watching the queen. Like, you know, if we have any kind of politician, but especially if the Pope comes or the president or the whatever, it's like there are 20 townspeople.
Maybe not the president.
Maybe not the president.
Maybe not the president.
I'm pretty sure that he draws more than 20 people.
Probably.
Depends on when.
It depends what photograph you look at.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, but she's teaching this little girl, and the little girl, I think, is starting to catch on. Like, it's very sketchy.
She just breaks into her laptop.
Well, that happens the next scene. I just mean, like, it's a little weird the way, but she's like, yeah, I went to school. My favorite subject was English. I went to school in, you know, wherever.
New York.
She's
like, I thought you were from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which
is
like,
also
well,
like,
I went to... I went to school in New York.
Which is also like, yeah, duh, you can go to school somewhere.
Yeah, why are you trying to make that up?
Why would the girl question that? Though? Like, that's...
I don't think she just went to Minnesota University.
Yeah, she thinks that you just have to stay where... All you Americans just have to stay in your state,
yeah, you
right?
You stay in your state. You don't go anywhere.
This is the kind of writing it is, though, where it's just like, what?
So, the Sarah Douglas kind of comes back, Ursa, and she's just like, they have asked for you to go to this hoity-toity dinner. And she was just like, oh, sweet. So they give her the weird jellied meat scene. Yeah. She's like, would you like jellied meat?
I know. And this is like supposed to be fancy.
Yeah. I was like, is jellied meat a fancy thing?
No.
I guess the writer thinks that's fancy.
It's not.
No.
That's like
trying to
spam.
Be like, their culture is so weird to us. Yeah. But it's like, no, that's weird to everybody.
That's weird all around
the
world.
Nobody's eating jellied meat.
Nobody
also,
likes
with toothpicks in it.
She also
and like a jello mold underneath it.
We fancied it up with some colored toothpicks here in Aldovia.
Yeah. So also she shows up to this ball basically in like jeans and chucks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
the painted on jeans.
But it's like,
you gotta get enough wear out of them.
Would these people really allow her into a, like, you can't even go to a fancy restaurant without them like, here, wear this jacket. You know, it's like she shows up in her
jacket.
Yeah. Also, she was there for a 1-day press conference and she has like 10 outfits with her.
Yes.
Well, I love it when she's trying on a dress. She's like holding up dresses against herself in the mirror for the ball. And I was like, bitch, you came for a press conference. How many of these could you possibly have?
Why did you bring formal gowns with you?
If you have one formal gown, it's one formal gown too many. There's there's no way you got options.
Yeah.
I don't think you brought more than one bag.
Yeah, the writing's so sketchy. I mean, and it's like, yeah, I know I can overpack sometimes on vacation, but this makes no sense.
I'm the worst.
I
underpack all the time.
You go with the clothes on your back?
I think that I have enough, and then I was like, I don't have enough.
I'm always like, well, who are we kidding? I'm going to buy some t-shirts while I'm
there.
That's
the way I feel about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe some underwear.
Let's be honest. I literally, if it's summertime, I wear 3 pairs of shorts.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need to bring anything else. And then I realize I should have brought something else.
Yeah. Blue khaki plaid. Done.
What more do you want?
It's
done.
Don't need to make things harder than they need to be.
So is this is this where Prince Douchebag shows up and the girl?
And then he brings in Sophia.
This guy is like something out of Gossip Girl, though, where he's like,
"This whole thing is out of Gossip Girl.
I'm a rich hoarder, and I'm here with Princess Sophia."
I wish he would have talked like that. That would have been great.
But he's like trying to be fancy.
Tommy was so in this.
Oh, hi, Princess Sophia. Yeah. But he is trying to be like fancy, like some kind of royal, you know, snobby guy. And he's like, "Oh, Lady Sophia's with me.
I did not coronate her.
I did not. Hi, Meredith. So
I wish Tommy Wiseau was the prince in this movie.
Oh my god, that'd be so great.
Oh my god,
that'd be so awesome.
Can we make that movie, please?
Let's talk about the mom for a second.
The queen?
The queen.
Okay.
We find out that she adopted the prince.
This is the big twist. The climax, if you will.
Yeah, is that the prince was adopted. And it's like,
so that ruins the bloodline.
But it's like, why did she adopt? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because she was 70 years old. Like, what?
Bingo.
Like, what the hell is with the ages? This lady looks like she's 75 years old.
Yep.
She's got like a 25 year old son
yep.
and like an 8 year old daughter. Right. I'm like, what the hell
is happening
in Aldovia?
That is Guinness Book of World Records, oldest mom ever.
Whatever they put in the water in Aldovia, apparently it cures menopause.
But it will also kill men.
And it gives you spina bifida.
That gives you spina bifida. There's a payoff.
Trade-off.
Right. Yeah, a trade-off, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the big... So the relationship between Amber and this girl is blossoming, and she's already in the bone zone with the prince.
I mean, she's not getting it, but
she wants it.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Yeah. Don't laugh. You know it's true.
He shaved that beard,
and she was like, oh, my God.
She's like, oh.
Can you put that beard? Never mind.
She's like,
I got a beard you can shave.
She's like, ring, ring. Hi. Can I have Prince Albert in my can?
And scene.
So, like, yeah, they go on like this. She takes the kid sledding.
Oh, my God.
It's just like...
It almost kills the kid.
She does almost kill the kid.
Is this a good idea?
I don't think so.
I'm watching the scene, and I'm like, you're putting a disabled child who can't use her legs on a toboggan.
Yeah.
Like,
where you're going to crash at the end.
I don't think this is touching.
No, and the brother's just like, cool. He's being super creepy on the horse, like up in the snow, and he's just like, yep.
Does Aldovia not have a child protective services?
No, not at all. So,
it's an awful idea. And I thought, I'm like, this girl's dead.
Yeah, they killed the little girl. This is a completely different movie.
I was thinking
when
at
they
first,
kill this little girl.
I really was hoping that she said, I can't feel my legs.
You couldn't before. So what do you know, kid? Yeah. You're fine.
I was just waiting for
what
it.
What was the... It was Scary Movie 2 with Chris Elliott it was David Cross. David Cross was the guy who couldn't. Yeah, that was pretty good. That's funny. That's what I thought of when I saw this little girl. So she starts following. So she keeps reporting back to her ethnic friends.
She's like checking with her stereotypical mean girls friends. This is like,
yeah, they're just like, no, tell on them. It's fine. And I was like, the dude does a line where I was like, wow.
Oh, I thought he was on coke.
That was super offensive. Like, he does like the stereotypical lisp, and then like he even does like a hand motion, like, because everything's on not Skype whatever. And I'm just like, wow,
this movie could not be more stereotypical and generic.
So
he's out to an archery, right?
Yeah.
And then, like,
of course,
I really thought someone was going to die in this scene. But he's doing archery, and he's like, not that good. And the little girl is like, let me try. And he's like, no,
you suck.
You can't handle this bow. And then the teacher, quote unquote, is like, no, the princess can try. It's just so weird.
And then, of course, the princess hits the bullseye.
Perfect.
Dead center.
What a great scene. That was not a cut, at, like a film
no,
cut at all.
No, not at all.
Totally
that,
bullseye.
That wasn't on a string for anything.
And then the girl gives it a try,
and then destroys another priceless painting, I'm assuming. There's also a lot of jokes in this movie.
Like what?
Well, like, remember. There's the one scene where the reporter knows, like, they run into the reporter again.
Oh, don't I know you?
Yeah, and I'm almost positive he makes a, like, she threatens to cut off his...
Oh.
Like, something about the dungeon or something. I don't remember.
This might have been when you were dreaming.
No, I remember this part. Okay. And then there's another scene where like they reference the size of the prince's.
Okay.
Where she's like,
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, like with the. It's a little girl. Like, makes
I think
a comment.
You're watching a Christmas pimp.
A fever dream of what after this movie. But there was like two jokes back to back where I was like, interesting choice. If we can keep going with this, I'm all right with
it. You're watching a Christmas primp.
Yeah. What's a primp?
Like a like to cut primp.
Oh.
Like,
a Christmas prick. That's
more.
That's the joke you're looking for.
There you go.
So, yeah. So now I'm trying to. How do they find the note? They find like a letter that's got like a.
Well, so first she finds,
she figures out that this woman is not who she says she is, the genius child.
Like, yeah, and she blackmails her, basically says, write something nice about him.
Right.
The truth.
The truth. And she's like, so you're saying what they're. I'm like, so what you're saying is he's not what they say he is?
Yeah.
Really? Shocking.
Like this
that
little,
he's got the heart of gold.
Even this little girl, like, are you really going to have some stranger, like, infiltrating your castle?
And just let
like,
it go.
Okay.
Whatever. But
she takes me sledding.
Yeah. It almost kills me. I can feel my legs. So, yeah, she blackmails her. This is that scene with the new reporter where she's just like, I'll send him to the dungeon. She's like, you guys have a dungeon? She's like, no. Weirdo. We don't have a dungeon.
I'll put the testicle clamps on you.
Yeah, right.
Or in Joe's movie, apparently. I don't
the electrodes will go on your balls. But they find like a, her and the prince have like a moment, mm-hmm. and they find a letter, right?
Or does she find it? I don't know. Does the prince know about it?
Oh, yeah,
they
find the letter that's got, it's like the
poem. It's a trick.
It's the poem that the dad who died
right.
was going to give to the mom on Christmas because
right.
he died last Christmas.
Correct.
Because he has to become king within a year or
yeah.
all
they,
hell
what
breaks
did, loose. What word did they use? Is he going to abdicate?
Abdicate.
They use
Ooh,
abdicate.
They
a
say
lot
abdicate a lot
in this movie.
Well, this writer researched that word, and
yeah.
by golly, they were going to use it
every chance.
Oh, is
they
the
got.
Prince abdicating? Oh, the prince has to abdicate.
Well, and it's like it only goes to men. Like when, like that hasn't been a thing in royalty for like hundreds of years.
Yeah,
like even in the 1500s, like in England, you had, which is clearly modeled on. It was like women. It
sure.
was the next in line blood.
Oh, right, right,
it
right.
wasn't male or female.
Right. It didn't matter.
Like, that's remarkably antiquated, even by a remarkably antiquated system of standards.
Because this writer is just making up this crap. Like, they're just like, I think maybe a male can only
yeah.
be
yeah.
king.
So,
and
so they find the letter that references an acorn.
Right.
Because there was like this.
He made an acorn. So he's way into woodwork. That's not a euphemism. That's,
sadly.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, with as much dick jokes there were in this movie.
And so he's got, he made woodworked Christmas ornaments.
Yeah.
And he
this
had
this giant acorn.
This giant acorn that my wife was like, is that a dookie?
Did she make him a poopy?
He's like, did you just say dookie? Are you starting a Green Day tribute band?
Yeah.
It's the only time you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
And so, but then when he turns his back, right under the letter
yes.
is his adoption certificate.
No. Like, she pulls some National Treasure garbage where she, like, she bumps into a desk and
oh,
this piece of the desk pops out, and that's where all the information
sounds
is.
About right.
Yeah. So they find all the information that he's adopted, and his real name is like James.
His adoption certificate that looks like it was a template in MS Word.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Can I just photocopy this? Because that's what I'm going to do.
I'm telling you, they just use clip art for all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
I don't doubt that.
Prince looks like clip art, so that makes sense.
Did you guys look at any of her notes that she was taking?
I did. I have them up here. Her notes. The prince, still reluctant. Why? With four question marks. It's more than just nerves. The next line, have to find out.
Oh,
two
man.
Exclamation
This is a
points.
Journalist that wants to be a famous writer.
The next one, fear/insecurity/reclusiveness. Warmth/family/independence. Values over ambition.
God. It's
the
so
prince
bad.
Is definitely starting to trust me, but can't seem like I'm prying.
Like, you know, if you just blow him,
I think
he'll tell you anything he wants. Anything you want.
I think I'm finally getting to know the real prince, ... So not what I thought.
Oh, my God. It's like it's trying to watch 50
These
Shades
are all
of Grey.
Notes on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, they're not written, are they?
Well, that's what notes are.
And this, but I mean, like, wasn't she typing them?
Yeah, they're typed.
Aren't written.
The coronation's almost here, but I still don't know the real story. And then the last one, my favorite, the piece de resistance, the true capper. I have to dig deeper. Like,
why would you take these notes?
Do you have to write that down so you don't forget?
You won't remember. Jeez. You have that's to
like,
dig deeper.
That's like if I was taking notes for the podcast and I finished all my notes by summing it up with, I need to talk. Like this.
Or I have to record this.
Yeah.
So the director really loved Memento.
That's not the best part of the notes.
No.
Have you seen the best part of the notes?
I know there's another scene with notes.
I don't know.
Have you seen this? So it's, I guess it's in Mac, and at the bottom it shows you your word count.
Okay. What is the word count?
Zero words.
Her thoughts are so goddamn stupid they don't even count as words.
Even Microsoft's is like, nah.
Yeah.
I think not.
They're like, we're just going to pretend this didn't happen.
I found the picture.
There it is. Now Magazine.
The magazine she writes for is Now Beat.
Yeah, or Beat Now. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
But the cover story is Pop Singer. That's all it says. Big words. Pop Singer. What magazine has someone famous on the cover and then just says Pop Singer?
Like, we had a thing at work, so we get, we call them CNIs from every shift, so we know what's going on. And one, like, they put, like, lost items that we had found. So the way the guy wrote it is he's like, one black woman's coat, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, how do they know it's a black woman's coat?
You read it as one black
and
woman's
coat. And my sergeant goes, what? I was like, well, how do you know it's a black woman's coat? He's like, no, it's a black woman's coat. I was like, right. How do you know it's a black woman's?
All
right,
Officer Dixon.
That's exactly what it was. And he was like, oh, I get it. I was like,
He's like, moving forward, one woman's coat. Yeah, right. Black.
So she tells her friends, who are just like, you're sitting on the story of the century. And I was like, the story of
you have to break the peace.
Yeah. Somebody else is going to beat you to it.
It pretty much goes WikiLeaks.
Now Beat or Beat Now.
Prince of Aldovia adopted.
Yeah. So this entire time, it's pretty obvious that Sophia.
Ooh.
This is bad news. She's bad news bears. Wants to get back with the prince because she knows he's going to be king. And the prince is having none of it.
They were together and she left him because he wasn't,
I'm sure gonna, she was,
he wasn't serious about being king. And so she only wanted to marry the king.
Right.
You want a little man with ambition in your life.
And he had none of it.
Yeah.
That was the joke where he's talking about the Lamborghini and the guy's.
Oh, what's he
compensating for? That was like the second joke like that within like 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, dude, let's keep making those jokes. Cause that was awful, but it makes them a little bit more entertaining. So the
hoity-toity cousin.
So the cousin and Sophia find the papers.
Yeah.
And they this is where I fell asleep.
This journalist is terrible at hiding her.
She's almost as bad as Lois Lane.
Yeah. Like she leaves her password out for the girl to hack her. She leaves the adoption papers just out on the computer.
She
leaves
her passport.
Yes.
So, I mean.
With her real identity.
And you lock up your passport when you're in a foreign country.
Yeah. You keep that safe.
Well, this is the security of Aldovia.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
I mean.
You're making my point for me.
There is no crime.
There's never been a crime in the history of Aldovia. No.
So they're obviously.
How nice is that castle, though?
That's a pretty nice castle.
That's a pretty nice castle.
Okay. Clearly, the nighttime shots of the castle are like on a tabletop set.
Okay, so that's not. I was like that. Look, when they went to that, I was
thought
like,
it
that
looked like a model. But
I was like, did they use tilt shift when they filmed that? What is happening?
Seriously, when they're outside, it looks like a model. Where like the lighting, it's like there's lighting from like a lamp in the background, but then in the foreground it's dark and there's like shadows and different. Like it is so bad.
I think they hired like a high school like drama club to put their sets together.
Yes, and also if you notice, and Katie pointed this out, she got this when they show the nighttime of the clearly fake castle. There are little wooden stilts on the right to hold it up.
No.
Could you see them?
Yes.
That's
hilarious.
But why would they do that? Like,
they have it during the day.
It's a real castle. They have footage of it during the day, just filming at night, too.
Reshoots.
I don't know. It just seems odd to me. Like,
I have no idea. It can't be real, though. It looks so fake.
Yeah.
And then why would a real castle have, like, wooden stilts to hold it up?
It is a real castle, though. Yeah. I mean, like it's in Romania. I looked it up.
The castle had a mustache. They had to digitally take it out.
Yeah.
But I just mean, when you see the night shots, you can see stilts holding the side wall of it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's It's bad.
So weird.
Times are tight in Romania.
Yugodovia is where they are.
Aldovia.
Well, Romania is where the castle really
That's true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so they devise this plot to, I guess, expose the prince.
Yeah, because he is the next male heir.
Right,
in line.
So I'm going to pee now because this is where I fell asleep.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
So the nephew is the next in line.
Yeah.
Because women don't count in Aldovia. Yeah. Don't write me. Write a letter to your Aldovian council member.
Yeah.
Councilmen, because it won't be a woman. It's Aldovia. Yeah. So
right, Roy Moore.
Right. Yeah. He can't read. So So they're going to stop the coronation. So the prince decides he's gonna be king after all, because
surprising.
The blonde American was like, but you can do it. Okay, that's all I needed. No one ever thought to tell him he could do it.
Not my family, not my mother, not my sister, not my servants.
What an awful childhood this must have been. So they start the coronation for him, right? And then they storm in and say, the coronation ceremony is hysterical because, like, literally, first off, the prime minister is performing the coronation ceremony, which is like, it's religious figures.
Like a priest or something.
It's like, it goes, God, king, country. And so you need a representative of God to court. Like, that's how royalty works. I mean, that's kind of universal.
Yeah. Nope. PM.
So the prime minister is doing it. And it was so funny with the coronation.
This prime minister whose hands are so tied, like clearly this guy should be the king and no one likes this cousin. And he's just like, there's just nothing I can do.
What
like,
you gonna do?
Like, no one's going to fight this at all or even try. They're just like,
it is what it is.
He's got the paper.
Yeah. And so I think the swearing in ceremony is so funny because clearly they just did a find replace on marriage vows.
Okay.
Like, because it's like, you know, do you solemnly swear to uphold Aldovian stuff? And then there's even a moment where you get to say,
yeah, if anyone objects.
If anyone objects, speak now or forever stay silent. Like, them, like, oh, they just did a find replace on marriage ceremonies.
So is this where, do they object? It's either this one or the next one where they're about to put the crown on his head and it's like, I object, like,
wait,
seconds.
Wait, it's
before.
The next one.
Are you, okay, say, are you saying that they come in at the last possible second to muck it up?
Yeah.
What
I'm
a crown
shocked.
Is
and so, so he's like, he's adopted.
And everyone's like, what?
So now
you're the prime minister. Let me see that paperwork.
Now you got to ask yourself,
yes.
Didn't anyone notice that the queen wasn't pregnant?
Oh, man.
I thought the same thing, too. Like,
what
way
if,
back in the
what
day,
if,
like,
what if?
I think she probably, did they mention that they went away and then came back with a, I don't know.
But, like,
they pulled a Martha Kent.
And also keep in mind that this would have been, like, 1990. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, this wouldn't Like, this wouldn't have been, like,
the 1800s.
Right. This would have been, like, in 1990.
Yeah, that's
like, this
true.
This wouldn't have, this isn't ancient history. Like, it would, it's like,
there would be a birth record. There'd be all kinds of stuff.
Right. You're talking, like, 25, 30. At the most, this guy's 30 years old.
Yeah, right.
So
that's funny. I didn't even think about that. We're like, yeah, she wouldn't. I mean, she had to be out in public.
Right. She's the queen.
She's the queen.
Right.
You know, like
baggy outfits, Joe.
What's that?
Baggy outfits.
Yeah, baggy outfits.
How they do
but
it.
I mean,
right?
Even, I mean, did, yeah, I guess. I don't
like
know.
Wonder Woman was pregnant.
Yeah, and, but they green screened her belly out.
But I mean, that's like in movies, like there's lots of women that end up being pregnant on.
I think, what
set,
wasn't Scarlett Johansson pregnant?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they all, yeah, as Black Widow, she was pregnant. Yeah. So, but no, it's absolutely ridiculous. I just love that, like, how do they even know that paperwork's legit? They would,
I know.
They would at least have to go to a forensic
right.
scientist
he
and
hands
verify.
The, he hands this Microsoft Word birth certificate
right.
to the prime minister, and he's like, yeah, I mean, that's okay. Guess you're king, dude.
I
seems
mean,
legit to me.
There's no fight. This is what's so ridiculous is the family.
If,
no
only,
one
if only Obama had known it would be that easy.
Right here.
Just print this off for you.
Yeah.
So it's just completely
it's
absurd.
Not signed or anything. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, that prime minister is just like, Sorry, that's the law. That's the paper.
You have to at least ask for the Aldovian long form right. birth certificate yeah. if you want to prevent a coronation.
Nope.
So now everything's flipped, and then now you get the nephew's going to get coronated.
Oh,
what
no.
you going to do? So here's a little. I don't know if you noticed this detail. Here's a little thing that irked me about the nephew's coronation.
Oh, go on.
Versus the prince's coronation.
Yes, yes.
The nephew.
Oh, does it come out that she's a reporter? Is there a big following out before this?
I mean, there is. There has to be.
She's found out, yeah. and she's really. But I really do care about you. It started know. Off as yeah. it's just an.
But
Erickson.
Wait, you're not king anymore. I'm going back to shouldn't work.
yeah, that's it.
So, the nephew, because you have to kneel when they coronate you.
Makes sense.
And he has a pillow to kneel on.
But the prince
didn't get a pillow to kneel. Because I remember when I saw the prince, I was like, ooh, that dude doesn't even get
that
a pillow
hurts.
To kneel on.
That
like,
hurts.
That's a lot. Like
that kid's a sissy. He's like, I need a pillow to lay on.
He's the King Joffrey of, these
yeah,
movies, of this movie.
If you look at the pillow, like it clearly looks like a very official pillow.
Oh,
like
not
a ceremonial
like,
pillow.
Not like, like a beaten down feather pillow that's been sleeping on for
right,
6 years.
Yeah, it doesn't have his Charlie Brown pillowcase
well,
on it.
Let's,
like
hey,
mine does.
To be fair, the prince is a playboy. He's been on his knees plenty.
I think it's the other way around. I think
calluses.
I don't think you understand the benefits of being a playboy.
Yeah, I think... He's not
so
on
all
his
these
knees.
Times Kevin's been telling us that he's quite the playboy.
oh yes, I make that statement every day before the podcast.
He does. He doesn't record it.
Sorry,
right.
guys.
Every day.
Sorry, guys. I'm a little tired. I've been out being a playboy.
I can't explain to you how tired I am yeah. from all of my playboying around.
He edits the show, so all that gets taken out. all of it. Every bit
like
of
Kevin.
It.
I think you mean playgirling.
The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Ta-da. By the way, Katie. Is that ink on the marriage certificate dry yet?
I don't think her answer will be the same.
No, it won't.
No,
I guarantee
it
won't
be.
Yeah, he does a podcast. Yeah.
that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's what landed her.
Our women are with us in spite of us
yeah,
having
that
a
is,
podcast.
You don't know how true that. Well, yeah. you do. Yeah. It's yeah.
I had to start another one with her for equal time, just so we have more time.
Yeah,
together.
You have T-shirts, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We got a web store now.
I know.
For the other podcast.
Does Real Spoilers have a web store?
I don't know. Ask the guy that does the web stuff.
No.
It's the same guy that does the web stuff for them. Oddly enough.
Yeah. Whoops. So anyway, back to Christmas. To the, yeah. So our investigative journalist.
Perfect.
Not Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh. Oh. What?
That's what we should have called her.
Not Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah. yeah, right on.
So she figures out, hey, wait, that letter that talked about acorns for no reason must reference the giant acorn.
That letter that talked about acorns for no reason must have had a reason?
Yeah. And so they open up the acorn. And within the acorn...
Well, she sneaks back into the castle to do this, right?
Right.
Because, like, she's
who does
outlawed.
She pose as now?
Everyone hates her.
Right.
But she's like, wait, wait, wait. And, like, she has to convince the... She's about to be taken away by now there's guards or something.
Yeah.
And,
now and, they... Well, because the people have been sneaking in.
Yeah. And the queen is like, get out of here. I never want to see you. And she's like, but just wait. I can prove his innocence or whatever. I can yeah. prove he's the king. And it's, they let her go to the acorn.
Right. She opens the acorn. And from the acorn springs a mighty oak. No. from the acorn, there's a kingly decree. Yeah, that's a word now.
What if it was just naked pictures of the king?
Oh,
he
yeah.
was going to give his wife
that
her
would be yeah. just him jerking
and the,
it.
And the movie just ends. Like,
yeah. awkward. There's just one just white picture.
So there's a kingly decree that says, I know we've been doing the bloodline thing for thousands of years, but no... This guy
oh
gets to be
God.
King anyway.
This is where I woke up.
Thereby, which would completely disrupt the bloodline.
Correct.
Right.
If that changes it completely.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so he gets to be king after all. At
yeah,
what,
so none of them would be bloodline of the, like,
right.
it's not,
no,
it's not like
no.
even
so
half.
Like after,
it's
after,
like,
after,
right.
like, if, so if
I don't
he makes
know,
that decree.
Maybe the other half would still be in the same bloodline. That would explain the spina bifida.
Ta-da! But yeah, like the bloodline thing would end with him.
Yeah.
So
they find it
the
and they have to rush to the coronation.
The
right?
kingly decree
oh, yeah.
says that, okay, he gets to, the prince, even though he's not blood, gets to be king.
Right.
And also,
so you got to ask yourself,
how much does this country hate women?
A lot.
Like,
he didn't decree that a woman could say no.
He could have handed it off to his blood-related daughter. You're going to disrupt thousands of years of how the crown has transferred.
Oh, wow.
And instead of giving it to the woman who is in the bloodline, you're like, oh, he's not in my bloodline, but he's got a penis.
Right.
So he gets to be king anyway.
Actually, there, Gimpy, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the lower end of the gene pool, like, so we're not going to bother with you.
What is going on in Aldo?
I didn't even think about it like that. That's so ridiculous. The other thing I was going to ask is, so this kid's 30. The king died a year ago or whatever. So he knew this kid for 29 years. Do you think perhaps him and his wife should have talked about who was going to take over before 30 years was up?
And why is that a Christmas present?
I have no idea.
Hey, Merry Christmas. I'm going to let our son be king anyway.
Yeah, maybe you should just do that.
Thanks, but
that was part of the deal, right?
But like what's my gift?
Yeah.
Sorry, you can't be the queen because we don't hand things over to women, but our adopted son can.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Our non-bloodline son can totally be king.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But now it's a race against the clock.
Right.
Because if he's not coronated by midnight, happens?
He turns into a gremlin, I guess.
But do they say what happens, though? Like, what happens if he just not crowned by midnight?
Chaos.
I don't know what the...
I have no idea. Like, I don't remember if they said it while I was asleep. I don't know.
I don't think they ever actually said it.
I don't think they thought that far.
The kingdom blows
democracy.
democracy. Yeah.
We can't... The prime minister's like, all right, I'm looking at the clock. He's the real bad guy looking at his pocket watch the whole time. But
trips the king on the way in. Like, no.
Sorry. But
rules
no, he has to put the crown on his head. That's the last thing where it's like a race to... If that crown hits the cousin's head, then he's king, right?
Right.
So he's about to put it down, and he's putting it down at, 0.01 miles an hour.
Right.
Just hoping if anyone objects, looking over
anyone?
His shoulder.
Anyone?
And then the girl races in with the acorn letter. Is the king there, or is he... Where did the prince go?
I feel like he was there, wasn't he?
Was he watching all this go down, or was he elsewhere at this point?
He's cuckolded by his cousin.
You know, because he loves to watch this go down. His throne is stolen from him, and he's like just eating popcorn like...
He's like, this is hot.
Maybe he's the court jester now. Like they're like, you can stay, or I command.
You got to come here and tell jokes.
Yeah.
Come here, jokey boy.
But they break in, the queen and the girl, and the prime minister's like, aha, and pulls the crown away. What, you're interrupting this royal ceremony. What say you? And they're like, it's
the king.
It's okay. And, no forensic evidence or anything done on this one. It's
yet again.
From the king?
It did have the king's seal on it.
Ah, see, that makes more sense.
Because the queen or the prince.
No one had access to a seal.
Yeah.
It was actually Seal. Seal came in and is like.
He started doing Kiss from a Rose.
He's like, baby.
It's official. Like, well, we have to listen. Look at his face. We have to listen to him now.
And at this point in time, Heidi Klum was with him still. So
she
was
there.
I think they're not together anymore. No. Yeah. But I'm just saying, this takes place in
beforehand. Right.
Way
on.
Back in the 2014s or something.
What was she on? Wasn't she on like some stupid show?
Like, a model show?
No, but it was like, was it America's Got Talent?
It was The Million Dollar Question, Why Are You with Seal?
That's
was the name of the show.
Yeah, The Million Dollar Question. What happened to Seal's face? That's the question.
He might have been born like that.
I'm sure it says something somewhere. The internet knows everything.
That's true.
So he gets to be king, and she goes home.
Is that really how it ends?
Back to Shin, New York.
Shin, New York.
And
they don't get together?
Well, hang on.
No.
Oh, all right.
Thought you said you finished watching this.
I mean, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh my God! You didn't finish this movie.
No, I did. It was on. I woke up and it was still on.
And so, she's given up journalism. She can't work in that world anymore. And she has posted the story on a blog
that has 20,000 likes now.
Holy guacamole!
And like, you like just blew the Aldovian adoption scandal wide open, and you can't sell that story to anybody. You
got like a big. Big story.
And at this point, she's quit.
You got to learn WordPress? Yeah.
She quit. She quit the paper because her racist boss.
Paper?
The magazine.
Beat Now?
Yeah, Beat. Now
Glossy Beat. Paper.
Glossy paper.
She's like, you're back on the junior editor desk. This story was crap. You had it by the balls.
Oh, my
and
God.
You couldn't handle it. And she's like, now you're going to go report on this circus that's in town or whatever. And she's like, you know what? I quit. And
you
and,
could take this job and shovel it.
Yeah, exactly. Put this stupid job in your pocket. And and so she quits, and that's where the blog comes in. And her friends, she's at like the coffee shop or something with them. And they're like, you have 20,000 likes. That's amazing.
She's at her dad's restaurant.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah,
the
she's working at the restaurant.
Sorry. And then he's like, hey, you want the pizza pie? Yeah.
She's like, Dad, I thought you were Jewish.
He's like, hey.
He's like, that was last scene.
Yeah. Right.
This guy.
This guy.
Yeah,
we
cracked up every time he came on screen. I'm just like, he is in a different world. He is on Tommy's planet. He was. It's amazing.
He's got a Latin accent. Then he's got a New York accent. Then he's Italian. Yeah. Then he's Jewish.
Apparently in New York, everyone greets you by throwing snowballs at the window.
So these three guys come to pick
him
up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. This is the scene. Okay, and they throw
this snowball. I'm like, are there vandals outside? And then, the dad's like, hey, come on here.
Hey, don't throw a snowball at my restaurante. Why'd you say it like that?
And the girl's just like, oh, no, those are our dates.
That's another like weird theme where they keep trying to set her up on dates with like powerful, affluent men. She's like, nah.
Yeah. And then so she's like, no, I'm not going to go out. And so I guess the gay guy goes on like a double date.
Hey,
and,
man. Hey,
like,
you well, know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like they all walk off to go
the
do that.
Devil's three-way.
and then I guess.
That's not a devil's three-way, two dudes.
Right. But yeah. This is three dudes. So I think that's just a gay three-way.
It's just a three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not gay if it's in a three-way.
But I'm pretty sure that...
Is that what your wife's been telling you?
Yeah, right. That's a song from the Lonely Island Boys.
But I'm pretty sure all those guys are gay, so...
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no straight dudes except for the one guy, except for the prince. Yeah. Like, he's the only guy that's straight in this entire thing.
I just
that,
like,
poor, that poor friend of hers is going to be left out in the... It's going to be a four-way.
Someone's got to work the camcorder.
So then I guess the prince greets them the same way. Like, he's like, hey, everyone's doing it. I guess in America, this is how you... So he throws a snowball. I'm just like, stop doing that.
You know those hurt, right?
Watched the other three, and he's like, I guess it's just an American thing.
I don't know nothing about no America, but I'm going to throw a snowball.
And there he is, the king of this country with no security.
No security whatsoever.
None. Not one person. He's just there like he's standing outside with a boombox over his head.
I was like, he's doing the Rick Grimes thing where he's just got like the signs from, you know.
Basically. Yeah.
So just to recap, he spent a year not wanting to be prince.
Not wanting to be king.
Not wanting to be king.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to be Prince the singer.
Yeah.
That sounds all right.
He meets an American girl who lies to him for a week, says be king. He decides to be king. Then he doesn't get to be king.
Right.
Then the liar saves him and helps him be king. And
now
then
he's the king.
And then a week later, he decides he should marry her.
Yep.
Yeah. He proposes to her because in true Hallmark movie style fashion, they can't just get back together. They have to get back together. But oh, no. He proposes and wants her to be queen.
Yeah. I feel like that's a big step.
Especially for someone that lied about their identity and broke into your castle.
You've really never known this woman as the person she really is.
And now you see her working as a waitress at her father's...
Yeah.
But at
restaurante?
Best case scenario. Best case. And I'm not saying you ever talk to this woman again. Best case scenario, let's go on a date?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're already at a restaurant.
Let's hang out for
you already
a
have a pizza pie.
Yeah. She's like, Dad, stop it.
And when
you're from Staten Island.
When starting a restaurant, the most important thing is location.
True.
And how bad must this location be that street outside the restaurant in New York City.
Chicago.
New York City.
Chicago.
On New Year's Eve is completely vacant.
Vacant. There's that scene where she's walking across the street in the snow, and I was like, where is everybody?
What part of New York is this? Was there a nuclear apocalypse?
Did you also notice, Katie pointed this out once again, that she's not wearing a winter coat.
No, not at all.
It's in the snow, and she's in a trench coat.
It's cold as balls.
Everyone
here
else,
now.
There's a guy she walks past with like three coats and one of those like, you know, Fargo hats on.
Well,
and
that's why she doesn't have a coat on. That dude's got three of them.
Yeah.
He's hogging
he's
all the coats.
Stealing all the coats.
She's just walking around like all dolled up and in her trench coat.
Yeah, she's like, it's cool.
So
she
says yes.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
She sees the
dollar signs already.
Yeah. Isn't she like, my dad's restaurant is here.
He's and like, then nah, it's cool.
I'll pick it up and fly it to Aldovia because that's where all the business is.
Oh, boy. The Coney Island hot dogs sure are hot sellers over in Bulldovia.
It couldn't get less foot traffic.
That's true. That's
than
fair.
What he's getting.
I mean, there's only 20 people there. So.
Yeah, he may be the only restaurant in Aldo.
Right. Like, he could be crushing it. They could be like, a restaurant?
What's a
so
hot dog?
I give you money and then you give me food.
We've been starving this entire time. The royal family steals everything.
Yeah, we've been out in the pig's slop trying to feed ourselves.
All I can say is I can't wait for next year's Christmas episode, A Christmas Prince 2, Royal Wedding.
I thought we were doing A Christmas Prick.
So
there it is, folks.
There's your Christmas episode.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
You're welcome.
All that good stuff.
So anyway, that's it for this one. I guess let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett. And tune in for we're getting to the end of the season for Mr. Robot. So listen to show spoilers and subscribe to that.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can follow the show on Facebook at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on our website at RealSpoilers.com. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. Go there, rate, review, subscribe, all that fancy pants stuff. So that's it for this episode. No idea what we're doing on the next
no,
one.
No, I think it's a weird one.
Maybe circle back to Jumanji?
Maybe that. So that's it for this one. I'm too lazy to come up with the closing thing because it's Christmas. I took the day off. So until next time, you've been warned.
I don't care what your mama says. Christmas time is near. I don't care what your daddy says. Christmas time is dear. All I know is it's Santa's sleigh. It's making its way to the USA.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.